No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. Captain Ed or Dennis. Neither one of them with me today. I think they're out wasting time on the new Just Plane Radio website. They're just in there kind of navigating around, looking all at the cool videos and new layout and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll let them have fun amongst themselves while we continue to navigate the latest aviation news and information this week. I got Captain Dennis helping me out. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg.
All right. And also from AOPA, Tom Haynes is threatening to join us here in a few minutes. So we better get this first story out quickly before we ruin his reputation and what's left of it after talking about this story. I don't think he's going to be, he's not going to want to be near this, around this, or get a whiff of any of this information.
Is this that we're a about breaking story?
It is breaking, or it broke last week. And of course, I got to give some props out to Bob Cardone, who emailed us and said, thought you would enjoy this. And Bob, you know us oh so well. So the it's the story of the Fighting Farters. You didn't see this? You didn't see this in the mainstream media? You didn't
see this? I missed that one.
Your traditional aviation news outlets? Well, we're here to serve. Get a whiff of this. All right, so a pilot made an emergency landing after a fight broke out over a passenger who allegedly refused to stop passing gas. Now, this is a new level. Now, we heard about the American flight that was grounded because, you know, it ended up being, you know, fake news, according to American, that wasn't the reason why they grounded the plane, because somebody was having way too much gas on board, or something happened with the, with the restroom.
The laboratories.
Yeah. But this one is truly unique. Two Dutchmen sitting next to a I can't even say it without laughing.
Flatulent?
Yes, passenger. Reportedly asked the man to stop, but he refused and continued to break wind aboard a Transavia Airlines flight from Dubai to Amsterdam. So, this is so crazy. I mean, I don't know that airline, and I'm not planning to fly them anytime soon. And look, if this ends up being fake news too, I don't care. This is an awesome story. The budget airline crew allegedly did not help the passengers after their complaints, leading to a fight between the men. And despite a warning from the pilot, the altercation continued and forced the airplane to be diverted to Vienna, where it made an emergency landing. Wow. How about that? Now, check this. It says two Dutchmen sitting next to, and this fight broke out, but then it says two women who are sisters who were removed from the flight are now taking the airline to court, claiming they were not involved in the altercation. Hey, I smelt it. I didn't dealt it. Nora, a 25-year-old law student, called the removal humiliating. So now she's suing. She says,
but I bet it smelled better after she, she was off the plane.
Well, hey. She goes, we had no idea who these people were. We just had the bad luck of being in the same row, and we didn't do anything. It wasn't us.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Blame it on the cat, right?
Oh, my gosh. All four passengers were released from police custody without being charged. However, they have been banned from flying Transavia Airlines in the future. And having any Mexican food in their diet.
I was going to say, you know, isn't that the fix? I mean, use some common sense. Stay away from the Mexican buffet and, broccoli and things like that before you go on a flight.
Wow. I mean, it's, you know what's interesting? When you think about how this happened, the part that gets me is, like, evidently the person who was letting go or could not, you know, hold themselves to you know, keep it in. After he was confronted, he still didn't stop.
Wasn't me.
And that is just, that is mind-boggling to me. I mean, you know, I don't know. That's, I mean, I guess there's only so much you can do. But it sounds like he didn't even try. He said, ah, screw it. Yeah, I paid for this seat, and it's going to take the abuse I give it.
There's a lot of fresh air coming from the vents overhead, right?
Oh, wow. That's just news gold. You know what I'm saying?
And this is why we have our own plane, right? This is why you
exactly
want your license,
another
so
reason.
So we don't have to put up with this kind of stuff.
You don't want to smell other people. But if you know, in your own plane, you can do what the heck you want. No one knows except you. And you know, I think you're probably okay with that. But there, yeah, that would be another advantage to having, you know, go the general aviation route. I never thought about that from when I first read this story. I was just going to share it because I just thought this was just the coolest aviation story we've had in a long time. There's been a lot of hot air on this show expelled in the past, but this takes it to a new level. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. So, okay. So we got that one out of the way because I knew... You know, once we get Tom from AOPA, I'm not sure this is going to be the top news story.
That may be the last time we have Tom from AOPA, then.
Yeah. He's. I just don't think this is the kind of news story you're gonna catch on AOPA Live. I could be wrong because I haven't seen this week's episode. But there you go. Now you know what not to do. But no, if you are that guy, if you're that person who's letting it go. You know, the pilot, evidently, they didn't get in the middle of this. They didn't want anything to, you know, there was no protocol for the captain to come over and say, hey, sir, could you please stop? They let him go. He's like, hey, I don't care. You paid for the seat. You got to deal with them. I mean, where's that in, like, the job description model of how to deal with it properly for a flight attendant? You hear what I'm saying?
Are they supposed to save the cork from the champagne bottles?
Yeah, exactly. We need something long and skinny. Maybe a little absorbent. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, there are other items that we have to cover this. We got to get an update from you on your plane, right, Dennis?
Yes, we do.
Well, you made a lot of progress last week. Does it look any different, or is it like still a spaghetti of wires? And
yeah, it's a mess. We are now finally making some headway. You know, we had started off just simply we were going to upgrade the transponder, get ADS-B compliant. But by the time we had to do all the necessary, removals of the instrument panel to replace that one piece, mm-hmm. I started having a long conversation with the shop. And he's like, you know, while you're in there, I'd really hate to put all this back together only to have you come back, you know, in a couple months and do it all over again because you want to finally replace those radios. I'd really recommend that you do it now. Well, lo and behold, we've been talking with, a couple of different manufacturers. I've been looking at getting, you know, maybe an old Garmin or something like that. And by the time you figure out what it's going to cost to install it, I was better off just putting a brand new radio in.
Wow.
And so we decided and was able to work out a deal with Avidyne to put in a pair, not just one radio, but two brand new Avidyne IFD panel-mounted GPS receivers. So we are going state-of-the-art. We're going to have a large 5-inch and a smaller 3-inch display, new audio panels, so we'll have stereo. We'll be able to listen to the latest Just Plain radios on Bluetooth while we're flying across country. It's
going
to be awesome.
Yes, and it'll remind you, you know, like when you pull up this episode. And
why I'm flying the airplane.
Exactly. Hey, take a big whiff of this. That is success, my friends.
What do you think of that, Austin? He's Austin, got big thumbs up.
Yeah, Austin is his son and co-pilot for many of those flights. So he's the one you usually blame it on because you don't fly with the dog, right?
Nope.
Yeah, didn't think
so. Good news with the Mooney, we've got little knee vents for the pilot and co-pilot, though, so you can direct the airflow exactly where you need to.
Aha. Okay. Yeah, it's good to have air circulation, especially coming up from that area, I'm guessing.
Yep.
All right, so
vents a lot quicker.
Yeah, you're getting two new radios that you weren't expecting to get. I mean, is this it? Like, the whole thing's being redone on the inside now, isn't it?
By the time we're done, basically the entire radio stack's being replaced. We will have none of the original navigation radios in there. We're going to have, we got new indicators, so we're going to we've got the audio panels being replaced. Like I said, we're going to have stereo out to the all the headset positions. So it's just going to be phenomenal. And looking at the capabilities of these Avidynes compared to a Garmin 430, it's night and day.
Well, there you go. And we're planning to put up some new pictures of this whole process. And Dennis and his retrofit of his Mooney up there at the new Just Plain Radio website. That's coming soon. In the meantime, just check out all the cool navigation stuff right there for you to navigate on your own. More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Hey, I'm Scott Fitzgerald. You probably don't recognize me because I'm in corporate.
So am I. This is corporate.
Little too much so, if you ask me. I try to have fun, right? I mean, you know, we're not landing planes here.
Our company manufactures aircraft landing gear systems.
Yep, uh-huh. Well, I am going to fly us over a few more drinks.
I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. Captain Dennis with me. And now we are officially joined by AOPA's Tom Haynes. Because I got rid of the story that I didn't think he'd want to be around. He had heard or got a whiff of what we were going to do. He said, no, I'll wait till at least the second segment or so before I join you guys. Let the cabin air out. Right, Tom?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the whole premise stinks to me. But
there
whatever.
You go. Yeah, see, yeah. There's so much we could do with that story. But
that's right.
But we have, I was going to say we have stances, but we don't. But Tom does. So out of, respect for you. We're not going to.
I rank up there pretty high.
Oh, wait, man. Maybe you came in a little too late. He's coming in with the ringers now. Wow. All right. Well, anyway, welcome. And
thank you.
The other thing that you can comment more on, I think you'd prefer to, is airplane ownership. And Dennis is going through this whole retrofit of his avionics panel. Mm-hmm. And what are the magic words you just learned that you were telling me during the commercial
break? The four most dangerous words in aviation, I think, are, hell, while you're in there. What started off as a simple, let's just replace this one piece of equipment has turned into a complete snowball. I mean, the dominoes keep falling. Every time we touch one thing, it's like, well, while we're in there, why don't we replace those radios since it's all torn apart? Oh, while you're in there, hey, can you, let's look at wiring it up for an engine monitor so we don't have to go back in there later. And, oh, well, let's pull out the artificial horizon and get that overhauled because it's down for a few weeks anyway. Oh, well, you should probably pull your vacuum hoses out because we can see a whole bunch of carbon dust in your artificial horizon, probably from when your vacuum pump failed 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one thing after another. And, you know, the beautiful thing is when it's all done, it's going to be awesome. But, you know.
Well, it hadn't got to that point where you've said, oh, geez, I should have just got a new plane.
Oh, no, not at all. It's actually been kind of fun because, like, Tom and I were hinting. He's like, yeah, you may as well get some new windows in there because you're going to want to show off all of that. I said, well, it's funny you mentioned that because we're looking at new carpet.
Yeah.
You know? Well, while we're in there.
And it is a process, you know, that we all go through. It wouldn't matter, Greg, if he did decide to buy another airplane, because when he got that other airplane,
yeah,
he'd have things he'd want to do to that, too. Because at the end of the day, when you buy an airplane, you want to make it your own. And there's always things that you can do to it to make it your own. So everybody going to put their thumbprint on it. And so, yeah, what you're going through, Dennis, is exactly what everybody else who's ever bought an airplane goes through.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Tom? You have you have a Beechcraft, right?
I do. I've got a Bonanza, and I went through the same thing when I bought it. Actually, that back in 1999. It's been a while now, but right away, I didn't like the intercom system, so I put a new audio panel in. Right, rather than just fixing the intercom system that was in it, I put a new audio panel in, and right away, I felt like I couldn't fly an airplane without an engine analyzer in it. I had one on my previous airplane, and so got to have an engine analyzer. So that one in, and then you're just off to the races from there. It's like one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you've done a major panel upgrade. And then I did that. That was in like 2002 or so, and then by about 2013, so almost a decade later, I did another major panel upgrade, which is most of the stuff I'm living with today. But meanwhile, I'd replaced the engine and did a new interior and a bunch of stuff like that. So it's a process that everybody goes through. You want to make it your own.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process, sounds like. But you're in there, might as well.
While you're in there.
So did you do the glass replacement?
I did, yeah. Back in 2013, I guess it was, I took out all the mechanical instruments and put in a Garmin G500 and replaced one of my navigators with a new GTN 750 and my 530W, my GNS 530W, which, not that long ago was like, it was absolutely the best thing you could have. It became my number two navigator. That was a pretty major upgrade, and then took the vacuum system out because I didn't need all that plumbing. But then I had to have a backup attitude indicator with its backup battery. So I had to do that to make all that happen. But it's been great. That's been 5 years now, and it's been really solid. And works very well.
So did you have to replace the other glass to show off your new glass?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. You're talking about all the avionics.
But that's on my list, though. It's another thing that I want to do sometime in the next couple of years is put new glass on the thing.
So you're going to get the thicker glass so that it cuts the noise down and makes it more comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah, you wouldn't just put the regular old stuff back in there, right?
Well,
new
exactly.
Tents and the new tints that do a better job of cutting UV and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I was telling Dennis, he told me that he was looking to replace the carpet. That was something that, while you're in there, you might want to take a look at this. So he started looking at ways to put in new carpeting in the baseboard area, right, Dennis? That's what you're going to do? I said, hey, while you're in there, I'm not even his aviation engineer. You ought to put in some like insulation or something to make your plane interior quieter. Wouldn't that work?
Well, I've been looking into that more and more, and it seems to be the group consensus is don't bother. The insulation that's in there now is fine. You're better off putting the money into a good noise-canceling headset. Mm-hmm. You'll get more bang for the buck and keep the weight of the plane down.
Yeah. Well, okay. So much for my ideas.
Turn it up. Just like when your car is making noises, you just turn up the stereo and drown it out.
Well, you could do that, but you know, if your interior is quieter and like Austin passes gas, you're going to know it's him. I mean, I heard that.
Well, right now I got a 50-50 chance of who it was.
Okay, I guess here's that too. All right, you just process of elimination, literally. Anyway, so as far as once you get this stuff done, I mean, what do you think he's going to have to do next? Do you think this will be a phase, or once you get it done, you hope to go through a 5-year run like Tom has, Dennis?
Oh, just don't tell my wife. Don't tell my wife, please.
What?
But
you want a 5-year run, don't you?
Well, we do. They're just like Tom. You know, ultimately, I'd like to put more glass in it, and I don't mean the sidewalls. I'd love to be able to replace the vacuum system. And to do that, it's going to involve having to get a new autopilot, because currently my vacuum instruments drive my autopilot for heading and also for wings level is coming off of my artificial horizon. So I would have to replace all of that, which probably is going to need to replace servos. So it's just going to be one thing after another.
Wow.
So I just want to fly what I have for now and enjoy it, and then we'll see what the next phase is going
to
be.
Yeah, I want you to fly it, and I want to enjoy it when you come down here, because that's what we got to do, right?
Exactly.
Yes. All right. So, you know, it's a great process. I'm glad I'm not having to go through it, but I love hearing, you know, how you're going. And you figure, what, another week or two it's going to take at least? Or you still don't know?
At least. Yep. The equipment's on its way right now. The final order was placed and the equipment is shipped. So.
All right. So we're making progress with Captain Dennis's Mooney. You know, avionics upgrade. I guess we'll just call it that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. More coming up. Stay close. It's Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. Here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that is me, and helping me out today, Captain Dennis, and from AOPA, also Tom Haynes. So we got a nice crew navigating the latest aviation news and information. And Dennis is having his plane avionics replaced in his Mooney. And we have been talking about this as far as the ADS-B in and out. You're trying to get in under that deadline. So what's the latest? Did you get it? Because it's still in the process of being installed, right?
Well, the transponder is actually technically installed. And so we were able to work with the FAA. The deadline was February 15th was the last extension that they had to get your equipment installed.
Yeah.
But fortunately, they recognized that the weather hasn't been that great across the country lately. And they granted an extension because the weather has been cold and snowy. So I now have a couple extra weeks to do the validation flight, because the equipment's been purchased and is installed, and we're just needing to go out and do that that 30-minute flight in rural airspace in order to validate that the ADS-B is working.
Okay, so you're lining yourself up to get the rebate that they've been offering, and you should still be able to get it if everything goes as planned.
If everything goes as planned, I mean, all I got to do is a validation flight and then submit the paperwork through the website, and should be able to get my $500 rebate.
There you go.
That's great.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that nice to hear the FAA is cooperating with you on that, because they're not always that cooperative.
Exactly. You know, you tend to hear it's, you know, deadline, this is it. And no, they're actually being reasonable about it. They don't want people out, you know, pressing it in bad weather and whatnot just to go get that 30-minute validation flight in. So,
right. Mm-hmm. Well, did you tell them that you have been covering this process on Just Plane Radio?
Yeah, I don't think they cared.
No, I was going to say, God forbid, don't do that, because they'll totally shut you down.
Right.
Have you heard this show? Come on. Anyway, all right, we got some other stuff along those lines with the FAA and what Tom Haynes does, you know, with AOPA, AOPA Live, and all that kind of good stuff that we got to navigate. You're up for that, right, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things we can talk about later is about the delivery numbers for avionics.
I love it. Let's talk about that next, right here on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Hey!
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
About this time, someone is telling you to get on the plane. Get on the plane, get on the plane. I say, you, I'm getting in the plane. In the plane. Let Evel Knievel get on the plane. I'll be in here with you folks in uniform.
I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high. Shawty, I be flying high. Yeah, I be flying high, shawty, I be flying high. It take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, discipline, please don't reply. Bye.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis, and from AOPA, AOPA Live, especially, we have Tom Haynes rounding out the crew today. All right, so we've been talking about Dennis's plane, his ADSB in and out, is in the process of being installed. He's getting it under the wire. He's getting his rebate from the FAA, which is an extra bonus. You know, so that's great stuff. But there's some, I don't know, as far as how the entire industry has been going in that, you've been tracking that. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, there are a couple of industry reports out this week about how general aviation is doing from a manufacturing standpoint, and one of them was from the Avionics Industry, Aircraft Electronics Association, which is the representative for avionics shops, and a lot of the aircraft or avionics manufacturers are part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a quarterly report, and they did their annual for the report for 2017 this week, and announced that the most interesting part of it was that retrofit avionics, in other words, the avionics going into used aircraft like Dennis's, are up some 20% year over year. So that's really good news. The total avionics market was up only slightly, or some very slight change.
Hmm.
But the retrofit is up, so that means people are investing in their legacy airplanes like Dennis is doing. And part of that, I'm sure, is driven by ADS-B. In fact, the people are spending money finally on ADS-B upgrades. So that's I'm sure part of it.
Well, now that we're
finding out that while you're in there,
yeah, yes. Well, that's true too. Yeah, but now that the rebate though is expired, do you think that's going to slow things down? Or but they still got the deadline of 2020, right?
So yeah, and we call it 2020, but you know, really it's December 31st, 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, when you say it that way, it's like, oh, that's next year. And yeah, you're right. It's only, you know, what, about 20 months away. So. You got people need to be thinking about what they're going to do if they fly in the airspace where they need basically a transponder today. They need to have ADS-B out by the end of next year.
Yeah.
And as Dennis has seen, it can be kind of an ordeal because one thing can lead to another. But mm-hmm. there are lower cost options out there if you want just a real simple installation. Finally, we've got some that are pretty cost effective. They're still more than we'd like them to be. But considering that you get traffic and weather brought back into the airplane if you do ADS-B in and out, you pilot gets some pretty good benefits out of the investment too.
Yeah, well, it makes you just more aware of what's going on around you.
Absolutely.
So just having that extra information could be invaluable. Now, when I get back in the plane, and you notice how I said when, it is going to happen. I you know, I wasn't really using any of this technology in my training before. So I'm anxious to get in there and push all the buttons and see all the pretty lights and stuff. Will they show me that, or will that be above my training level, you think?
Well, the interesting thing about ADS-B is there are like no knobs or buttons or anything for you to see. It's all completely transparent to the pilot. It's ATC that benefits from more detailed information of where you are. What you get back, just display the traffic and or weather, can be displayed on an iPad, or if you've got a glass display of some sort built into the panel, you can display the traffic and weather information there as well. But you can learn how to play with it on your iPad. How's that?
Okay. Well, you know, it's more pretty colors and pictures and stuff on the glass panel, too. But, yeah.
or you could look at that big moving map out the window, too, and watch that go by.
Well, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea. And I'm sure I'll get a few comments in that direction from Keith or Ed if they're taking me up there flying.
You think?
Well, actually, our friend Mean Dude has been asking what for a progress update from you. How have you made any headway on getting back into the cockpit?
Well, I've gotten the number from Tom for the guy at AOPA who kind of helps you go through those medical exemption things that I'm going to have to do because of my open heart surgery. So I've gotten the email, and I've gotten his number. We've actually talked to him on the air before, about a year or two ago. So we're going to bring him back on, and we're going to work through this process on Just Plane Radio. So that's progress. That counts.
That is. That's an incredible amount of progress.
Yeah. So there you go, Mean Dude. Take that. And he was in. He was flying, what, an hour and a half? Is that what he said last week or something?
I think he did. He was actually checking in. He put an hour and a half of training in last week, and how much has Greg gotten done?
Yeah. So, Tom, yeah, then if it wasn't enough that, you know, Captain Ed and Keith were busting my balls, now I got listeners emailing me every week doing the same. And Mean Dude has taken it up on himself to expedite that, or I mean, make the hot seat even hotter or something. Uh-huh. I don't know. But
dialing up, is he?
Whatever. I'll bring it. I can take it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm pretty thin skinned there, Mean Dude, so be gentle. anyway, so what other information? So we know the avionics industry, at least retrofits, is taking an upswing. That's a good thing. There's some other news as far as just sales in general of planes or what?
Yeah, so the other big news this week was from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. They do an annual industry study and report out from their member companies how many airplanes they've delivered over the past year. And in total worldwide, General Aviation shipped 2,234 airplanes in 2017, which is a slight uptick in total volume. The piston market was up So, you know, a fair amount. The jet market was up slightly. Turboprops were actually down a little bit. Get this, piston helicopters were up about 18%, which is pretty phenomenal when you see that kind of growth. And the helicopter market in general was actually pretty strong, and I think it's because we're starting to see a kind of a recovery a little bit in the oil discovery and production business. But also helicopters live a pretty hard life, and they have to be replaced on a higher frequency than airplanes.
Well, I'll tell you,
don't work so hard.
I just saw Deepwater Horizon on Netflix.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, the oil companies have their own fleet of helicopters. Like, oh, that's where they all are. I go,
yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of crazy. That's how they get them back and forth from land out to the oil rigs is those helicopters. So that industry is starting to boom. That might be a Trump factor. Who knows? But economy in general and we're starting to see some upticks in that arena because of it, I guess. You think that's a fair assumption to make?
It is. And also, you know, we were talking about ADS-B a couple minutes ago. One of the biggest users of ADS-B has been the offshore helicopter markets, flying out to all those oil rigs in the middle of the Gulf, for example. Helicopters going back and forth day and night, all kinds of weather. And the traffic out there is surprisingly busy. And so they've all been equipped with ADS-B for quite a while, and there are dedicated ground stations throughout the Gulf that allow them to see traffic better and get weather information in the cockpit and fly approaches and do all kinds of really amazing stuff, fly approaches right to the rigs in actual instrument conditions. So, you know, as you saw actually in the movie, they flew or trying to fly an approach to the rig.
Right.
But anyhow, so there's pretty good technology in the oil market where for the helicopters that they really leverage it.
Yeah. Well, and then hopefully that'll all filter down to us and we can use that in our little fly around planes.
Yeah.
So the other thing, though, you saw Textron has announced what now? They're stopping. They're not making this what plane? Which plane?
Yeah, the Cessna TTX, which is a four-place single-engine airplane that they actually acquired from Columbia Aircraft, I don't know, probably a decade or more ago. And it's sort of a competitor to the CRS R-22, and actually it's faster. The TTX was billed as the fastest production airplane, single-engine airplane, and I've flown it a number of times over the years, both as a Cessna product and back when Columbia Aircraft had developed it, which was actually an outgrowth of Lancair, which anybody in the audience who knows anything about kit airplanes knows that Lancair is a company that had its roots in kit-built airplanes and very fast ones at that.
Okay.
So the TTX is a genesis of that company. It never fit in with Cessna. You know, it's a composite airplane. They have no other composite airplanes. It's a low-wing airplane, and all their single-engine airplanes are high-wing airplanes.
Right.
And it just felt like it kind of an orphan. It never fit in with the Cessna product line. Now, of course, in the meantime, Textron, Cessna's parent company, has acquired Beechcraft, which does have low-wing high-performance airplanes like the Bonanza. So it just felt like it was kind of an orphan in the product line, and it just did not take off and do well. They sold 23 of them last year, which, you know, for a single model, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. But Cessna or Textron just decided apparently they didn't want to support it anymore, so it's gone.
Well, they could roll over that technology into the Beechcraft line, I guess, is what you're saying, maybe too, right? Potentially.
Well, trying to bring any composites of any significance into the existing product line, like a Bonanza, would be actually be pretty tough. You'd have to almost start over again.
All right, it's too much. It's too different from what they were making. So they're like, let Cirrus have it. Maybe that's how it went down in the boardroom. You think?
Might have been.
Okay, more coming up. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have 5 kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has 5 cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet. You know? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know. I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash.
But I can see you fly away. I can see the sun upon your face. I can feel your heart and I can hear you cry. A dirty bird like me.
to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. Captain Dennis had to bail. He had other work to do, believe it or not. So Austin, his son, has stepped in. Austin, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Okay, just sit back, enjoy the ride, and don't pass gas, whatever you do, okay? Because Tom and I, we got to talk about some important aviation news, okay? We on the same page there?
Yep, you got it.
All right, all right. If you smell anything, blame him, Tom. All right, so here's the thing. There's a lot of stuff happening in the aviation world politically. And once again, privatization of ATC has come up again. Is this right?
It has, yep.
So just when we thought we were over with this, it's come up again. And so what is the latest effort? What's AOPA up to trying to keep this at bay?
Yeah, so what we're talking about is an effort to pass legislation that would basically take air traffic control system away from the FAA and give it to a nonprofit independent board with no oversight from Congress or anybody else. And so it would be privately funded and all that sort of thing. And, of course, we're opposed to that because we believe that this is a role for government. It does a great job. The U.S. is the envy of the rest of the world from an air traffic control standpoint, from an efficiency standpoint, from a cost structure standpoint. So it works really well. But this legislation has been out there for a while. We've talked about it many times, but it's back. We thought maybe it was going to go away, but the president included reference to it in his the budget that they proposed a couple of weeks ago. And Congressman Schuster, who is head of the committee that's responsible for the legislation, he's bringing it back. The airlines have started running a bunch of ads and a lot of social media supporting the idea. And so we've really had to dial up our efforts to try to get this bill stopped. Wall Street Journal had an article just this past week, an op-ed piece, and they had kind of just like taken everything from the airlines playbook and believed everything that they were told by the airlines and had a lot of bad information in this op-ed. We and NBAA, another organization that's battling this, sent a letter to the editor to the Wall Street Journal countering a lot of the information that was in there. So we're asking pilots to contact their members of Congress and tell them to oppose H.R. 2997 and really let them know that this is a bad idea, not just for aviation. I mean, there are hundreds of mayors across the country who have looked at it and from these rural communities where airports will be impacted negatively. And in rural communities, you know, the general aviation airport is sort of the access point that these communities have to the national transportation system, because people can get to a major airport much more easily if they can fly via general aviation to like an airline airport where they might catch an international flight or a longer transcontinental flight, something like that. So GA airports are really, really important to rural communities, and they're the ones that could be negatively affected by this. We have a lot of mayors and other organizations really behind us trying to get this stopped.
Yeah, well, and of course AOPA is very proactive in that regard, and there might be some email blasts coming out in the next week or two if you're an AOPA member, and if you're flying, you should be, and if you're not, shame on you. But they'll alert you to what you can do as far as helping the campaign to fight this privatization issue. Now, speaking of rural airports, not really rural, but small airports that are always in the news.
Yeah.
And I thought this was over. We kind of lost it, really, in a sense. But yeah, I don't know. The fight's still going on in Santa Monica. But now there's been some new information and to show how valuable that airport is to general aviation, because new fault lines in California are showing that the Santa Monica Airport will be the main airport where relief supplies would have to be flown in to service the area. And now, so is the city changing their tune? Like, oh, wait, maybe we don't want to close it down after all.
Now, let's not let good thinking and logic enter into the equation.
Never.
Yeah, so no, it's they're not thinking that at all, near as we can tell. Hmm. But these as you say, they've mapped a bunch of seismic faults in the Santa Monica area, and there's a lot more of them in the right around the city than they originally thought. And so, therefore, it's not a matter of if, but when there's a significant earthquake in that area, you can bet that that general aviation airport is going to be a key piece of infrastructure in getting supplies and relief efforts in and out of that region. So, you know, what did they do? They shortened the runway from 5,000 feet to 3,500 feet, and they still plan to close the airport in another 11 years.
Yeah.
So,
Have they had any comment about this story at all?
No.
Nothing. Just silence.
No, nothing.
Huh?
No, they just don't even want to acknowledge it. They want to pretend it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that the citizens of Santa Monica haven't sort of pinned their city council down and said, hey, you know, maybe we should pause on this a little bit. Rather than destroying this airport and shutting it down over the next decade, how about we look at ways to mitigate the impact on the neighborhoods that are around the airport and do something about the noise, which can be done. And there's lots of opportunities to do better around that airport for the citizens of Santa Monica and protect this valuable piece of infrastructure, but the city council doesn't want anything to do with it. Part of it is because some of the members of the city council own property that if the airport were closed, their property would be a lot more valuable. So they've got a vested interest in this personally to see this airport go away.
It's like the worst case scenario for an HOA.
Yeah.
You know, it is. You got these idiots in power that are just looking out for themselves and really don't care about the whole area in general. That's how it sounds like to me, and I'm not a big fan of those. You hear what I'm saying, Tom?
I get that sense, maybe.
Yeah, well, may they fly in an airplane and the passenger next to them let's go after a lunch buffet of Mexican food. And on that disturbing note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.